From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardif. This month's First in Florida is with Sarah Comito. She has lived in Fort Myers for the past 13 years and works as communications editor for a local PR and marketing agency. Her poetry has appeared in dozens of print and electronic journals and anthologies. Undeterred by the small size of their square city lot, she and her stonemason husband are urban farmers and beekeepers, eschewing the traditional front lawn for a jungle of fruits, veggies, and flowering plants, much of which, she says, is a muse for her poetry.
I like to write outside. I have a special bench. We have many different zones in our garden. We have the sidewalk garden, which is this long strip of vegetables and flowers right along the sidewalk where we can talk with our neighbors about what we're doing as they walk by. And then a little further into the front yard, if there is such a thing anymore, we have what's called the keyhole garden. And it's shaped like a keyhole, almost like an onion shape, like an Arabic-style door. It's round, and it has just an entrance, and it's all lined with flowers and plants, and it's a little secluded, so I can be sitting there just 15 feet off the sidewalk, and nobody sees me, and I can just sit there and listen to the birds, and it's very peaceful and let things come to my mind. I like to, on the weekends, get up early and go sit out there and just see what happens.
Do you have to have something in mind, or can you go sit out there and allow the poem to come to your head?
I usually have to have something in mind that I've been thinking about or obsessing about for a little while.
What if the weather's not agreeable?
Then I just do it inside or I don't do it at all.
You don't write at all.
Yeah, part of the process of writing is not writing. Sometimes you have to go back to it.
If you're not out there in the garden, you can't write?
Well, no, not necessarily. Sometimes I can write no matter where I am. Sometimes I have to write no matter where I am. And I'll take out a notebook and just start going. And other times it's just we're hibernating.
Tell us about the poem you're going to read today, Florida Dreams of Peru.
You asked if I had to have something in mind, and there is a photograph I saw. I don't know if it was National Geographic, but it was something of that ilk. It was this beautiful picture. I don't know how they achieved it, probably in an ultralight craft or something, high up above an eagle or a condor or some kind of large bird of prey. And it looked like miles below that on the surface of the earth were the Nazca lines of Peru, which have been speculated to have been created by aliens, but probably more to the point were made by the people that originally lived in that place. As people do, they mark the earth. And I was very intrigued by that photograph and the Nazca lines and how dry everything looked. And I just put that into contrast with the place where we live, which can be very lush and even a little stifling at times. And again, as is a theme in some of my other poems, we try to do things with the land that it maybe wasn't intended originally. Not that there was an actor intending anything, but we try to push things a little bit by having things going on. So this is in contrast to an idealized place called Peru, which I've never been to.
Let's hear Florida Dreams of Peru.
Florida Dreams of Peru. Kiln-dried mummies. Landscape of once were alpacas. Now all the wool is farmed in Alva, whose town museum opens one day a week. Also, it's very warm here. The llamas they use to guard the sheep, more vicious than dogs, they say, and better insinuators for their unwovenness. They grind rather than tear. The Calusa would be confounded. Well, how appropriate would it be to have camels running around under the orange trees, humps bumping all that Spanish fruit? Better to leave blankets on the desertification, those Nazca scars of ash. We have our epiphytic moss, but really need less softening. There's a picture of an eagle soaring over Peru, wingspan of my palm, everything concentric, windless.
I like that.
Thanks.
The Calusa involved in... Is there really an alpaca store in Alva or a wool farm?
I think they do use the alpacas in Alva. Well, I know that they have them. I've driven out there. They have every, an animal of every type of description in Alva. There's a place with zebras.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Poet Sarah Comito is a communications editor for a PR firm in Fort Myers.